Hey, come in. It's good to see you made it through there all right. I mean, I know the layout here it's a little bit confusing. How you doing? Yeah? That's great. I'm good too. Yeah, come on in. I've really been looking forward to tonight, you know? Well, yeah, but I know we decided to meet up just a couple of hours ago, but still. Yeah, it felt like forever. Time was going so freaking slow. And I hope it's not too weird to say this soon, but I kind of missed you. Yeah. So, I was thinking maybe we could cook something together. It would be really fun. I can teach you how to make something really yummy, and we can just eat, watch a movie, hang out, just chill. Sounds good. No, it's not going to be too difficult, I promise you. Well, I already got everything, and I was thinking we can make tonkatsu. It's really not at all as advanced as it sounds, I promise you. And it tastes amazing. Yeah, come on. Don't worry. I'm gonna help you. Come on. You see, I already prepared everything. Mm-hmm. Like a true master chef. Yeah. Okay, music. We need to have some music in the background. It's very, very important when you're cooking. There we go. Okay, here we go. So why don't I start by making one so we have an example. You're so cute when you're nervous. You have nothing to be nervous about, okay? Cooking it's fun. It's supposed to be relaxing. And if you hate it, I promise you, we will never do this again. Okay, come on. So here are some of the ingredients we're gonna use. So there's cabbage, there's rice, and there's a tonkatsu sauce. There's eggs, milk, panko bread, crumbs, flour, and usually it has pork. I hope you don't mind I switched that out, because yeah, I don't eat meat. Is that okay? It's tofu. I know it doesn't look amazing or anything, but I promise you, if you cook it right, it actually tastes really, really good. Well, it's kind of neutral. It kind of just takes on whatever flavor you introduce it to, if you will. Mm-hmm. Right. So the best way to start is with the rice and the cabbage. You know, the rice is the easy part, so you shouldn't struggle with it too much. Yeah, just put some rice and water in the rice cooker and turn it on. Right, you just pour the water in. And then you turn it on. Like that. Mm-hmm. Ready for something a little harder? Okay, good. We're gonna cut the cabbage now, okay? So I have the cooking board set up right here. So you can just cut the cabbage in half. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. Just remember to hold a knife. little bit properly. Yeah, let me show you. Yeah, watch your fingertips. And now just cut evenly spaced lines. Yeah, like that, about half an inch. All the way down your half. That is, that's one way to do it, I suppose. I would say it's a very creative approach. You know, generally I would recommend using the sharp side of the knife. Oh, okay. I'll let you have your own process, oh great one. Okay, I guess it's kind of working. Kind of. Okay, now can you use those amazing knife skills of yours to cut the tofu? You can just copy what I do, okay? You having fun? I'm glad. Yeah. Hey, do you remember that time a few years back? You know, the first time we met? I was even trying to help you learn how to cook back then, too. You were no better than... in fact, I think you might have even gotten a little bit worse. I'm sorry, what? You pretended to suck at cooking. You are so adorable. I think that's one of the sweetest things I've ever heard. Aww. You know, you don't have to pretend to suck at cooking. Of course! I love hanging out with you. I love just being around you. You're so... I don't know. You're so genuine and sweet. And... I hope this isn't too forward, but... I find it hard to imagine being with anyone else. Yeah. Okay, you're gonna make me blush if you keep looking at me like that. Keep going with the chopping, okay? What do you mean, why? You're amazing. I already told you, and I just feel happy when I'm around you. I feel comfortable and at ease, and it's kind of a rare thing for me, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's because we were friends before. So even if we haven't dated for... Well, this might actually technically be our first real date. Does that qualify? Okay. Good, good. Oh. I like hearing that. I want to make you happy. Yeah, it's important. Okay. Oh yeah, how was your art class earlier? That's nice. What were you guys working on this week? Oh, portraits? Okay, that's really cool. That's advanced stuff. The main portrait has so many details. You drew me? Well, I hope you made me look good. Nah, stop. Okay, you're gonna make me blush. Okay, let's get to breading the tofu. You know how this works, right? So, you coat the bread in flour. Not too heavily, just a really light coating. After that, you cover it with the egg mixture so that the breadcrumbs will stick when you coat it with that. You got it? Awesome. I have faith in you. Yeah. I mean, we sure haven't known each other for a long time. I guess that is kind of funny that you're coming over to my place just now. I mean, how many years has it been? 3, 4? It's nice though to know someone for such a long time and still be excited to see them, you know? Yeah. I guess I am being a little bit sentimental. What can I say? Tonkatsu just has that magic ability to really make you think about life. And I love being with you. Yeah. We really should do this more often. Yeah, I can't wait. That sounds awesome. Okay, now let's get these frying, okay? I bet they are gonna taste amazing. After all, we had a secret culinary master in our presence, apparently. No, I meant me. Like, obviously. No, you did great, babe, I promise you. I do. Come on. You know I love you.